This is a message delivered in the second morning service on August 9, 2020, by Pastor Kokhen Yoon. The message title is Blessing with No Barrier. A scripture passage is from Book of Ephesians chapter 2 verses 14 through 19. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to start with reading the scripture. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through 19. Verse 14. For Christ himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household. In today's worship service, I'd like us to think about Koinonia program, which is the blessing given to our church with no barrier. And I'd like us to confirm again what this blessing is about. Tsuchiura Megumi Church has established a sister church relationship with Daebang Church in Seoul, Korea. We spend a fellowship time with one another every year. At this time of last year, there was a Koinonia program for college and career group members. 33 delegations from Tsuchiura Megumi Church visited Korea to have a special time of fellowship, which was a time of blessing. This year, a Koinonia program for men's group was scheduled, but COVID-19 made difficult for both of the churches to go back and forth between Korea and Japan, and unfortunately, we had to cancel the program this year. We still pray for each other and look forward to seeing each other again. The Koinonia program has been blessed, and it will be so in the coming years. But some of you might not know well about Korea or Daebang Church or Koinonia program. So I'd like to introduce you first about Korea and Daebang Church. Korea is located 950 kilometers in the west of Japan, and it takes 2 hours by plane from Narita to get there. Its land area is 99,392 square kilometers. Since the land area of Japan is 377,900 square kilometers, Korea is about one quarter of Japan's size. Korean population is 44 million, roughly one-third of Japan's population. The capital is Seoul. One-quarter of the whole population of Korea is said to live in Seoul. Seoul is as large as Tokyo in land size, but 2 million more people live in Seoul compared with Tokyo. Language in Korea is Hangul. Hangul was created by created in the last half of 7th century, and its characters were created in 1443 by King Sejong. Since Korean dramas and K-pop musics are very popular in Japan, some of you might be familiar with Korean cultures. Some young people in teens group know Korean idols more than I do. Taewon Church is located in Taewon Ward in Seoul City. Taewon is the name of the area, just like Tsuchiura. Taewon Church was founded in 1946 and it is 74 years old. The current senior pastor is Reverend Hyojun Gil. There are 6 associated pastors, 26 elders, and 1,500 congregations. This church considers very important to have close fellowship like a family by age groups, to look up to God together, and to have time of worship and study together. Taewon Church and Tsuchiura Megumi Church established a sister church relationship, and we have enjoyed the fellowship as the members of the same God's family. There has been special guidance and protection by God in the history of this relationship. The title of today's message is Blessing with No Barrier. There has been no barrier in the blessing given by God to both churches through Koinonia program. When we think about the relationship between Japan and Korea, there are many things that separate the two countries in terms of cultures, thought patterns, politics, environment, and histories. However, there are for sure blessings that allowed us to overcome those barriers. Let us look at the blessing with no barrier. First, let us look at the history and blessing of Koinonia program. In 2018, both churches published a memorial booklet to commemorate this special blessing, and this is the booklet. I'm very happy that we made this booklet. I read it from time to time. Each time I read it, it makes me think of God's wonderful leading, which fills me with gratitude. I would like to introduce Koinonia program based on the records in this 20th anniversary memorial booklet. It all started with a Korean couple who came to Japan to study. The couple, while studying in Japan, came to Megumi Church to worship God with us. When they returned to Korea, they invited their friends in this church to Korea to introduce them to Taewon Church. That was how Koinonia program started in 1998. Since then, fellowship has been continuing between the two churches by members of teens, college and career group, men's group, and leaders of the churches for 23 years. Almost 900 people of the two churches participated in Koinonia program. Every year, 30 to 50 people visit each other to spend a time together, to mutually understand the cultures of the other country, to worship the same God, to have fellowship as the members of the same God's family. Since there is not enough time for me to describe all the blessings of the past 23 years, I would like to focus on 3 points today. first, it is a blessing to spend a time together by homestay program. We remember homestay in Koinonia program. One of the reasons that Koinonia program is lasting for more than 20 years is the families who accept and receive the visitors in their homes. Every year, a few nights are spent by the Koinonia visitors at the homes of the church members. Homes are where we can have cross-cultural experience in a personal level, and it is also an opportunity of a very intimate fellowship. Being welcomed by a Christian home, having a dinner together with the host family, we can see the day-to-day life of the host family. The family members are relaxed at home and children are lovingly cared. There is some inconvenience of language difference, but by showing the family photos and by singing together the familiar hymns, we can feel that we are welcome and that the host family is wanting to have a fellowship with us. Japanese people are sometimes embarrassed by Korean style of physical contacts like clinging to their hands or hugs, while Korean people are surprised with Japanese style of taking a bath at home or of eating while holding a bowl. Through those experiences, we understand each other, acknowledge the differences, and enjoy each other. After spending a time together and returning to the home country, we continue to pray for each other and keep in touch. Homestay event is one of the most enjoyable moments in Koinonia program, and it is a time of blessing where we can enjoy the comfort of being a part of the same God's family. Second point is the blessing to mutually get to know others' cultures and understand them. In Koinonia program, we always include a time to experience the culture of the other country. In Korea, it can be making kimchi together, while in Japan, it is a Megumi festival, for example. Or typical Korean food such as jjigae or bulgogi is served in Korea, while typical Japanese food such as sushi or tempura is served in Japan. Tourism is a part of understanding the culture of other country, and we seriously discuss in advance what places might be the most appropriate to take the visitors to. By deepening understanding for each other through cross-cultural experiences, we can develop deeper fellowship. Initially, we are not used to the foreign culture, but as we experience them together, they become an important opportunity to understand each other. Short-term students might have the most intensive time of cross-cultural experience. Since 2000, we send and receive two students to or from the other church every year. Initially, they spent almost 1 month in the other country, which allowed them to experience many things and to learn the language. Currently, the program is shortened for 2 weeks. Young people of the college and career group of the host church take care of those short-term students, and it is a precious opportunity for young people of the two churches to have fellowship. Over 60 students of the two churches have experienced this program, and some of them are the current leaders of Koinonia program. The third point is the blessing to look up at the same God. There is always one Sunday during the Koinonia program every year. As a part of God's family, we worship God together. During the Koinonia program, the pastor of the visiting church delivers a message. There are many differences in the worship style between Korea and Japan. In the worship service in Korea, it is quite frequent that the congregation responds to the message by saying Amen loudly or praying loudly during the individual's prayer time. Japanese people who attend the worship service in Korea for the first time might be surprised to see the congregation responding vocally to the message. Even with such differences in style, it is a great blessing as God's family that we can worship the same God together. There are always camps during the Koinonia program for teens and those for college and career groups. In the camps, there are more opportunities to get to know each other deeply and to share the learnings from the Bible study. Even they start the camp with a strange feeling. Such feeling goes away by the second day. My first Koinonia experience was Teens Koinonia in 2015. I was very moved by seeing the scene that was photographed in this picture. Can you imagine what this photo is about? This photo was taken while Korean and Japanese junior high and senior high students were praying for each other. They were making multiple circles in the order of first-year junior high kids in the center, surrounded by second- and third-year junior high kids, who are surrounded by first-year high school students, and they are surrounded by second- and third-year high school students, and finally, they were surrounded by the teachers. And they were to pray for those who were in the inner circles. Some kids were crying while praying. Many students were moved. They experienced what it is to pray for God's family. This is what I wanted to introduce you about Koinonia program. Koinonia program made Tsuchiura Megumi Church in Japan and Tebon Church in Korea into one God's family. It is God's miracle and His blessing. Those who experienced the Koinonia program, including myself, say that this fellowship of the two churches is a miracle. Why? It is because there is a dividing wall between the countries of Korea and Japan. It is a huge gap that prevents both of us from fellowship, from caring, and from loving one another. 75 years ago, there was a sad history of the war between Japan and Korea. There are unhealed scars that still remain. My grandmother on my father's side died 20 years ago, and she experienced the war. She had a scar in her hip that was the result of being shot by a gun. I heard that she was shot by a Japanese soldier when she was running away during the war. All my friends in Korea also heard similar stories from their grandparents. We younger generation got to know the unhealed scars of the war through our close family members like grandparents. Today, August 9th, is the day an atomic bomb was dropped on Nagasaki 75 years ago. 3 days ago, on August 6th, we remembered the atomic bomb which was dropped on Hiroshima 75 years ago. Although the mourning ceremony could not be conducted in the same manner as usual due to COVID-19 impact, Hiroshima was filled with prayers to mourn the victims. A 91-year-old lady visited the Hiroshima's monument with her granddaughter. She has been visiting the monument every year for almost 70 years since she got married to her husband, to remember her husband's parents and younger brother who were lost by the atomic bomb. She lost her husband in May this year, and she brought a photo of her husband with her. She said, "When the bomb was dropped, people were blown away by a huge explosion. A war is so tragic, it should never take place again." It has been already 75 years since the war ended, but still, remaining scars are so deep, and surprisingly, they remain near us. Because of the sorrow coming from this deep wound, two countries cannot come together. We still say our countries are the closest in distance, but so far. This is why I would like to say that the Koinonia program is a special blessing, where a dividing wall between Japan and Korea was destroyed. This blessing was brought by our Savior. Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. "For Christ himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit." By Jesus Christ, the dividing wall was broken down. Dividing wall between Korea and Japan due to difference in cultures, difference in thinking, difference in languages, sad history of the war, and the sorrows coming from it, all the walls were broken down by becoming one God's family. In 2017, we celebrated 20th anniversary of Koinonia program by a mutual visits of the leaders of the two churches. One deacon of Teban Church visited Megumi Church for the first time. He wrote about his visit in the memorial booklet. I have introduced this article several times in the past, but I think this is the testimony which represents most well the blessing of Koinonia program. I would like to read an extract from this article. He said, "I used to hate Japan and Japanese people. When I was given a chance to come to Tsuchiura Megumi Church with junior and senior high students, I avoided to come with an excuse of my work. When I was given again an opportunity to visit the Megumi Church this time, I prayed to God like this. God, I met people from Megumi Church, but I never spent the time to talk with any of them personally. I never had a chance to greet them. But there are some among them I'd like to talk with. God, please lead me to be able to have a time with them upon the visit this time. God, please help me fix my thoughts about them. And God gave me an experience far exceeding my prayer. Through the visit this time, God was gracious to me. Although I hated Japan and Japanese people, I did not try to love the believers of Tsuya Megumi Church before. But God intervened and worked in me. I thank God who was gracious to me, who could not love those who believed the same God in a religiously difficult situation compared with us in Korea, fighting against all kinds of prejudice and demerits, but keeping the faith and trying to spread God's word. Through the visits of this time, I can now say that I love at least those believers of Tsuchiura Megumi Church and Christians in Japan. I thank God who gave me such thought and heart. So this deacon participated in Koinonia program by God's grace. He participated by entrusting all his struggles and thoughts to God. God gave him believers, friends, and joy of fellowship with them as a part of God's family. God gave him a blessing with no barrier. Let us read again Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household. What does it mean to be a fellow citizen and a member of God's household? Once the dividing wall is broken down, it is all the same for everyone. If one is a member of God's family, he can receive the blessing. There is no barrier to receive God's blessing. Whom the blessing of Koinonia belongs to? Is it only for those who have been involved in this program for 23 years? No. It is given to all the members of God's family. This is why there is fellowship across the generations. Junior high, senior high students who participated in Teens Koinonia program participate in the college and career Koinonia when they reach the age. Those who experience the short-term stay as a short-term exchange students in the Koinonia program, when they become the age of men's group, they become leaders to promote Koinonia program in the church. I wish the Koinonia blessing will continue and fellowship of God's family will be enhanced. Elder Jinsung Kim is the Koinonia committee chair in Teban Church. He wrote in 20th anniversary booklet about blessing of Koinonia program as follows. God planned to make us meet and develop fellowship. This is why each time when we meet, we find something new that moves us and excites us. Only the love of Christ has remained in our footstep. Since this was planned by God, encounter, departure, and expectation continue between us by the love of Christ over the years, despite Many years have passed, the generation changed, language proficiency is still insufficient, all cultures are different. As it is said in the Bible, who can separate us from the love of Christ? This is realized between us. This is why our encounter must continue, because the love of Christ bears many fruits among us. Time passes and generation changes, but the effort to keep us together must be continued more earnestly so that the sacred will of God directed to us might be fulfilled, and so that we might bring forth abundant fruit of Christ and the fellowship based on the gospel and faith might be fulfilled. God's special blessing is given to any members of God's family without barrier. The blessing of Koinonia program is not that of the past. It is not something that is given only to special people. This is why we wish Koinonia program will continue and bear more fruits. Let us receive the blessing that is abundantly being poured on us even now. Koinonia program is the blessing that is given to us with no barrier. Let us appreciate the happy outcome that we were able to become one in God's family by destroying the wall that had separated us before. Let us receive the blessing that is given to God's family without barrier. I pray that God's blessing will be poured on us abundantly through Koinonia program in the coming years as well. Let us pray.